If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
All right, think back to how you met your partner if you're in a relationship. And then let me know, do you think a video chat would have worked? Could you have fallen in love that way? You can text us at 92925. Good morning, Nikki, Sam, and Andy. So there's this new dating app, and I was clicking on it yesterday. I was scrolling through something and saw a news article about it. So I clicked on it, and it took me a couple of minutes to get through the article, but I was like, I can actually really picture myself using this. And you know I hate online dating.
You love it.
I hate it. Haven't done it in like a couple years now. I just can't stand it. And I feel like this new app sort of takes care of the reasons why I can't stand online dating. So this app is called Loko, L-O-K-O. It was actually a comedian named Norm Macdonald who thought it was time to switch things up on Valentine's Day is when he launched this. So smart, right?
Yeah,
people
okay.
are talking about it. So he and his friend have developed this dating app, which aims to separate itself from all the other apps out there because users are going to rely on video chats to get to know their matches. So I actually downloaded it. I haven't signed up. I haven't signed up yet. Maybe I will. We'll see. But I downloaded it because I was just curious. And it tells you right away that when you match with somebody, after you match with someone, and you match based on not just a photo, but a little video that you put up.
Oh,
so
wow.
right away on their profile, they can see a quick, short, 8-second video of you. That's your first impression.
Wow, okay.
And then once you match with someone, you have 24 hours to book a video call with them, and then you are on there, you're FaceTiming face-to-face.
Oh, that's cool. Like it kind of prompts you. There's a bit of urgency there.
I don't know. I mean, it freaks me out.
Keeping in mind, Andy is scared to FaceTime his wife. We haven't figured out why yet.
Yeah, you're right. I totally am.
This freaks me out. I mean... I don't know. I think there's something with the human-to-human interaction that, that draws me to when I did date. I remember I was talking to a girl online we had met, and the first night that we just were emailing back and forth, she wanted to have a phone call, and that threw me off.
That was too soon, too much too soon for you.
Let me ask you this, Nikki. Other than seeing what someone looks like,
how does this
advance a potential relationship?
It's the vibe, right? Mm-hmm. So you can really sort of get an idea of their personality, their demeanor, number one. Number two, it takes away from texting. I hate spending hours texting people stupid questions.
Why don't you just plan to meet for a coffee as opposed to spending hours texting?
I don't mind, and I have. It's been a while since I met somebody through online dating because I just can't get into spending the time that it takes to do it. But what if I could save the time? Save putting the makeup on. Save doing my hair.
Well, don't you have to put makeup on?
Yes. Even,
and like with the lighting too when you're FaceTiming?
A little something.
The
but
angle?
You, but that's the thing. You can just turn down the light also.
Oh, right.
You can just turn down
Where
the light.
Where are you? Candles.
So it definitely takes less preparation to do things by like on a video than it would take to go it all together. And like to go out in the winter, I just think you get... I had a friend once and she told me when it comes to online dating, it's just a numbers game, right? Like there are good people out there. People
course,
meet their person online dating all the time. And so this would just allow you to get through more numbers, I think, basically, to finding that person.
I mean, but isn't that the thing? Like, isn't that what Tinder is? Is it's basically getting through numbers. You're just swiping. I don't know. I feel like this would be, it's so easy to see what somebody looks like. This would be kind of like Tinder where you're just constantly having video calls with different people.
I don't know.
Because it's so easy.
But I think like when you're face to face, when there's another person on the other side of the call, like it puts a soul to it, you know? So you wouldn't, I'd be less likely to ghost, be less likely to just like leave a conversation once I'm like, oh, there's a real human. I just think in a world where we're so disconnected because we're always on our phones, this is just a way that's bringing us a little bit back, like closer together.
Gone are the days where you would say, hey, what's up, and wait 20 days for a response on Tinder from someone.
You weren't doing it right.
No, I had to work on my openers. Yeah.
Right away. Let me see your face. Let me see it.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
So whether it's been years since you've been to a concert or you went to one last night, let's bring ourselves there for a moment, okay?
Okay.
We're in
all
a
there.
Concert. Just starting out. Last night, went to see Post Malone with a friend. Went out on a school night. Was very proud of myself.
Good for you.
It doesn't happen that often, staying out that late on a school night.
Let loose.
Yeah, he was great. He was awesome. But as soon as we sat down, and this was before Post Malone even hit the stage, we almost jumped out of our chairs because we were startled, frightened, and our adrenals were giving out, I think, because these four girls, they must have been 14, 15, 16 years old, were sitting right behind us, and they screamed. screamed with the most high-pitched, ear-piercing scream you have ever heard in your whole entire life. And not just one of them, all four of them. Like, immediately me and my friend looked at each other. I'm like, oh no, this is going to be a long one. And she said, no, I have no, I, and she's generally pretty quiet. Yeah. She said, I have no problem telling them. I said to her, you can't tell someone to be quiet. We're at a concert.
Yeah,
it's kind of what they came to do.
Yeah, you kind of could, though. I mean, it's invading your personal space. I mean, concerts can become very loud. I'm actually remembering not too long ago when the last time Paul McCartney was in town, for instance, I had a couple friends who bought tickets, spent way too much money, as you can imagine, and the concert was so unenjoyable because everyone knew the words to every single song, and they were singing it so much so that they couldn't even hear who was on stage.
Right.
So at that point, I mean, yes, you ruin the concert. You're not paying to hear other people yelling in your ear. You're not spending money to hear other people butcher your favorite artist.
Yeah.
You're there to hear the artist for the experience. So it can be too far.
I kind of see a concert as free game. I do. Like, we're not in a movie theater. Last concert I went to, I think, was Celine Dion. And I was sitting next to a girl who was clearly doing some reporting or something. She was like writing some things down.
Yeah.
And I was singing along to every... And you know who sounds good singing along to Celine Dion? Absolutely nobody. Like, it sounds horrible. And I thought of it because I'm like, am I annoying her? But I kind of concluded I'm at a show and you get to sing along. That's what you get to do.
I kind of feel the same way. I have no time for people that don't act like they're at a concert when they're at a concert.
Right.
When they're just there sitting down, just not doing anything. It doesn't look like they're enjoying it. Stay with me here. I was at a Brooks and Dunn concert.
Stop it.
Yes, it was a good concert. And I was a big fan. I was really happy to see them. I was standing up. I was dancing. I was having a good time until I got a tap on the back of my shoulder. It was the people behind me told me to sit down. I'm like, why don't you stand up and enjoy yourself?
Were you drinking, though?
Of course.
Oh, you might have crossed a line. There might be a line.
I mean, I had a couple, but nothing that I wasn't being, you know, belligerent or obnoxious or anything like that.
But really, when is it our place? Because I think about a year ago, we were at some huge, like, company-wide event, okay? So this wasn't a concert. So think of any time you're out in public and being social with people. And I remember somebody that we worked with at the time shushed everybody. Like, someone was on stage trying to talk and suddenly you hear shh from like somebody in the back. And I thought, like, is it really ever our spot, like our place, to tell a complete stranger, I don't believe you're acting appropriately? Whether that's in the movie theater, whether that's in the Bell Center for a concert.
I mean, if you were watching, let's say, an opera, you know, you wouldn't start, you know, upstaging the opera singer and start singing along with Pavarotti, right? You know,
Sam is the rule maker, basically. He's saying yes. What he believes is appropriate in social situations, everybody should believe is appropriate in social situations. This text says, I was at a Habs game and a man and his wife told me to shut up and sit down.
Ooh.
I don't think you can do that at a Habs game,
no,
can you?
No, it's a Habs game. That's the point. Stand up and have fun.
Especially, it's way more fun, like, in the Reds, though. Like, the further back you go, the more fun
it
is.
Like all the way up in the Blues, yeah.
Yeah.
Or the Blues. The Blues, that's what I meant. Yeah, yeah. Sorry. The Grays? No?
The Grays are, close enough, yeah.
Okay.
The Reds sounds like the Reds are the front row.
The Reds are close now. I don't know why I said that.
This text from Corinne says, well, if I'm at the movies, for example, and there's 14-year-olds coming in and out and yelling and stuff like that, I would definitely tell them to shut up because they're paying to watch a movie and you're paying for the quiet. So it depends on the situation if you're going to tell a stranger off.
That's the problem, though, is because we all have different ideas of what we view as appropriate. For example, I don't take my cell phone out at theaters because I know I'm going to bother somebody. That's going to make someone angry. Doesn't bother me. If you're sitting next to me and you take your cell phone out, I don't actually have an issue with
that. The glare from the screen doesn't bother you in a dark theater?
No.
Oh, it's the worst.
this guy has it figured out. I wear earplugs all the time at concerts now. The artist sounds perfectly clear and I don't get the excess screams around me and my ears don't ring afterwards.
That is actually a great tip. It's true. It does. It only blocks out the sound that's closest to you, so you can actually hear the artist really, really well when you wear earplugs.
That's a good idea.
I forgot them at home last night.
Oh, next time.
Somebody was asking if my friend ever ended up, because I mentioned that the friend I was with said, I'm going to tell these girls to be quiet.
Yeah.
And somebody said, did she end up saying anything to them? And she didn't. I think she gave them like some glares, though, looks through the night.
Yeah.
But there was one point where I'm pretty sure, I'm 99% sure I didn't bring it up to her, but I think the girls behind us called her a loser.
So you're even.
I was like, when did we become these people? When did this happen? All right. I told you I'd mention ways to ruin a concert for people around you. These are the 10 ways they say you can do it. Number 10, making out, apparently.
Okay.
Does that bother you? I guess it can be distracting.
Depends on the song and, you know, if it's just like a one-time, like an isolated incident, I guess.
But if someone's right in front of you, like groping,
easy on the tongue,
getting obnoxiously drunk.
Oh, that's fun. That's part of the fun. Do it. That's a part of the show. I love that.
Someone spilled a drink on me once. Like, that's what happens.
Yeah.
Had my hair blown out. That was ruined or horrible. Being the only person doing what you're doing. They say if you're the only person doing it, there was somebody last night doing a little like dropping it like it was very hot on the stairs, like in between.
And nobody's very hot around them.
You can see that. Shoving to the front. Like pushing through. Okay, these are ways to ruin a concert for people around you. Singing, I disagree. I think it's fair game.
It's a concert.
Keep it at a normal volume, please.
yelling things at the band. Oh, yeah, you know those people?
Yeah.
Who are like, I love you, Post Malone.
Right. I've been listening to you since 2009.
Most of the time, they're not going to acknowledge it, but once in a while, they will pick you out of the crowd.
Right? Yeah. My baby. It's always the same people all night long.
Yeah.
Not watching the show, so if they're busy doing something else.
I guess. I mean, I don't care if it's not distracting you.
Okay, and then number 2 and 1, ways to ruin a concert for the people around you, taking incessant video or taking incessant photographs.
Yes. You know the worst people are the people that bring their iPads to a concert and they take video or pictures with their iPad, their massive iPad.
I'm impressed that they can hold their arms up for that long.
It's just the worst.
All right, thank you so much for your text. Somebody said they were told to be quiet at a restaurant by the table next to them because their date was talking too loud. They were talking too loud with their date. See, I guess it's fair game if the restaurant tells you. If the worker tells you.
That's the waiter to tell the table.
That way it's like not a stranger coming up and saying, I don't like the way you're acting in public.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.